Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I am Pastor George Pearsons, and this is...
Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Thank you so much for being here with me and for recognizing your name. We are so glad that we've been able to do this. Don't you enjoy doing these broadcasts?
I love doing this. I love the Word. I love being here with you. I love getting to sit in this same seat that Dad and Glo has spoken from for so long. I love you. I love getting to present the Word from you. But now here's your part. We want to hear back from you. We want to hear from you. You can call the prayer line and give us a good report. Jot us a line or an email. I would love that, to hear from you and some feedback on these broadcasts. It's just good, and it helps us to sense that connection even more.
And we're also making these outlines available to you on this study that we've been doing for almost 2 weeks now, 10 days of healing. In 10 days of healing, we have a lot of scriptures, a lot of thoughts, a lot of things that we put down on paper for you to be able to use where your preaching is concerned, your own personal study, kcm.org, and you can have these notes absolutely free. And we're so glad to be able to put them together. I so enjoy putting these together.
I know,
There's a lot of research.
You are Captain Outline.
I really like it.
You are so
good.
And I'm the one, I like to edit. I like to edit things. So he does, this is our process. Maybe you don't even want to know. But he'll pull outlines. He makes outlines. He takes them a lot of times from his sermons or mine. He takes my sermon notes sometimes and puts them with his. And he blends them all together. And then he gives them to me. And I just butcher them.
She just tears them apart. It's really something. But
that's not true.
They're so nice, though, after you're done with it.
I add to it. And I take away and move things around and so forth. And then we give them to our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful helper and assistant, Tracy Newberry, and she fixes it.
She fixes it further.
She makes it look like we knew what we were doing to start with.
Yep.
And then we make them available to you.
And before we get into the Word, some of you don't even know who we might be, but Pastor Terry and I have been working at Kenneth Copeland Ministries for a long time. You a whole lot longer than I, actually.
Yeah, but you're still older than me.
I'm going to be sure to point that out. But we are currently the senior pastors of Eagle Mountain International Church.
And
I'm the CEO of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You're the CVO.
People don't even know what a CVO is.
Tell them what a CVO is.
It's Chief Visionary Officer.
Yep.
And that's kind of an up-and-coming title in corporate world today, but it just means somebody that's responsible to see to it that the vision is, pastor likes to see to it the vision is communicated, but I see to it that that vision stays alive and envision what the next steps are for the mission that the Lord has called us to, which is to bring the word of faith to you, God's word about healing, prosperity, walking in love, living by faith, and the in Him, knowing who you are in Him.
I met Terry Copeland at Oral Roberts University in 1975. And one of the things that attracted me to her, besides the cuteness of her being and that Texas accent that she has.
It was the drawl that got her.
Oh my gosh, it was really something coming from New England. But we connected at ORU, and I'm so thankful because she was able to bring the Word of God, the Word of faith, into my life, which at that time I was not familiar with. I didn't know what a Kenneth Copeland was at that time. But she introduced me to these amazing principles of faith, and a lot of what we're talking about on these broadcasts have come through her, through Kenneth and Gloria, into my life, for which I'm so appreciative of and appreciative of the fact that Kenneth and Gloria would allow us to minister at their table and in their studio to the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And one of the things that...
May I inject this here?
Okay.
And when you're saying that about us meeting, you know, where you want to say something about you that I think is a quality that every believer should have. And that is, he said, I introduced him to the principles, this word of faith, this life of faith and walking with God. But the thing about it that took me, encouraged me so much about George is when he saw something in the Word, even if it was different than what he had ever thought before, as soon as he saw it in the Word, well, he just changed. He just changed to fit that. And as soon as he saw it, he said, oh, okay. And from that point forward, that's what he believed. And he didn't change back to something else. And I love that about them. And that's when I knew this guy has potential. We might work with this.
Well, and so when we met, we dated, we got engaged, we came back to Fort Worth. And of course, Pastor Terry started the television department, put her dad on television. That was your dream and desire. I started the art department. That was my background. But I learned a new language. When I came here, I learned a new language. Now, there are two different languages that I learned.
Yeah.
The first language that I learned was Texan. And there were some things that I had to correct about the things that I was saying. And there were some words that I did change. I did learn, and I do to this day, can say y'all and not think twice about it. It just rolls
right off the tip of your tongue.
It just comes out. And there are other things, too, that I had to learn in order to communicate when I got to Texas. So it was a new language. Really, there's a new language here. But another, though, language that I learned was the language of faith.
That's
and
right.
The language of health.
The language of faith, health, language of life, the language of the Word of God.
And to learn how to speak those things and to, you know, I learned that from your dad. I learned that from Gloria, from Brother Hagin, but also from Charles Capps. And I think the whole idea of the confession of our mouths and what we say and what we proclaim, Brother Capps brought a fresh, I think, revelation to that. He really focused on that. And what we're talking about today in this series of 10 Days of Healing is the language of faith and speaking that new language that has everything to do with our health. We're going to start here with Psalm 103, again, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Actually, David's really speaking to himself. This is a psalm that David is writing.
He's talking to his soul. And I would suppose, especially in the position he was in, that he had plenty of occasion for his thoughts to be running away with him,
mm-hmm.
or his emotions to be running away with him. And so with this, he's saying, whoa, he's giving himself a big talking to. If you ever talk to yourself, you should. Look here, soul. And in Texas, we say, look here. Look here. This is what you're going to do. You're going to bless the Lord.
Yeah.
You're not going to bless the works of the devil. You're not going to highlight. Maybe that's a good word to say right there. You're not going to highlight what the devil's done.
That's right.
Highlight the way mm-hmm. the world is. Yeah. Highlight the way you feel. Not highlight the way things look. You're going to highlight the blessing of the Lord.
Right, exactly. So he's saying here, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
You know, George, if you're saying the wrong words, Mark 11 says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, not doubt in his heart, believe the things that he says will come to pass, he'll have what he says. And then he went on to say, and when you pray, therefore I say unto you, when you pray whatsoever things you desire, believe you receive them. So in other words, your words remove things or draw things.
Yep.
Jesus is expecting that you're going to have enough sense to speak words to get rid of things, push things away that you don't want, and have enough good sense to speak words that draw things to you that you do want. But the way of the world is opposite of that. They call for things they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And keep speaking. They say what they have instead of what they want.
Yeah.
And then they repel. Well, that never happens to me. That good stuff. No, I'll just be the last one, or they'll run out before I get there.
Every time we start to take a vacation, the kids get sick.
Yeah, or I'll be the last one to get a bonus, or they won't pick me, or they always get mad at me, or that one, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
So
you have to be like Mylon Lefevre. with reverse paranoia.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody's out to get me.
Everybody's out to bless me.
Bless me, excuse me.
Everybody's
out to bless me.
Everybody's out to bless me.
So,
that's right.
Where was I? Oh, yes. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Terry, I was one day, had a dental appointment, having a dental checkup. And it was actually on a Monday morning, very early. I took the first appointment. We had church the day before, so I'm still thinking about the service and just enjoying the quiet and the presence of the Lord. I was by myself in the waiting room. And so this man comes out of the area where they do the dental work. He comes up to the desk and he starts a conversation with a lady behind the desk, the receptionist, and he says, she said to him, well, it looks like we're going to have to make another appointment for you. You need to have more work done. And he said something. And he said, well, you know, when you get over 60 years old, things start happening to your body. And Terry, there was literally an alarm that went off on the inside of me.
Did he say something like things start falling apart?
Yeah, things start, I forgot what it was exactly, but things start breaking down.
Yeah.
Things start breaking down after 60. So this alarm goes off on the inside. Woot, woot, woot. Wrong. And I sat there and just, I thought, this is not right. This is not right. And what the Lord had me do after that was I began to refresh myself in the words that I'm saying, especially over myself. We have to correct that. When I get over 60 years old, everything is working just great and even better. He fills my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Glory.
So I began to refresh myself in the power of words, and I strengthened my confession of faith. And we have to do that every so often. We have to stay on top of this, where the confession of our faith is concerned, especially where we're with our body. And make sure that we are saying the right words over ourselves. Because the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it changes things. We have to bridle our tongue, as James 2 tells us.
He says, put a bit in your mouth.
Yeah.
Put a bit in your mouth, like you, that's the way you got a horse. But as believers,
yeah.
Put a bit.
Right. Well, we've talked about putting the word in our eyes and putting the word in our ears and keeping it in our heart, but also keeping it in our mouth. That's being a doer of the word, not a hearer only, but a doer of the word. And people look at us like we're crazy about the things that we say over ourselves, but they don't realize they're doing it in the reverse.
Mark Hankins said, if your faith doesn't move your mouth, it'll never move a mountain. If faith doesn't move your mouth, it will never move your mountain.
That's right. That's right. And you can't, what did he say about running towards your giant?
Never run towards a giant with your mouth closed.
So it's important what we say and what we declare. You know, in Proverbs 6:2, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You know, you mentioned something on the broadcast yesterday about the power of our words, and you said, man, that would make a really great series. And I read things like this, and there's so much research that we've done on the power of our words. Just this one scripture here, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. And in this Webster's...
I think you could say you could taken hostage, taken captive.
Taken captive.
Taken prisoner.
Yeah, that's right.
By the words
that's
of your
right.
mouth.
You are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared with the words of your mouth. So we have to learn the language of faith, the language of health, the language of prosperity. Calling, like Abraham did, calling those things that be not in our lives as if they were.
If they already are. In other words, we see it done.
Yeah, we see it done.
Faith sees it done. Faith sees the end from the beginning, speaks the end from the beginning, and those words carry you from the beginning to the end.
Yeah. The word was made flesh. The words of our mouths are made flesh. And we have the same creative, like Charles Capps has written about, the same creative power in the tongue to be able to speak things into existence that need to be there, that need to happen to the body. And it talks about it here. Let's look at Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. You want to read that one?
O generation of vipers, or generation of people that have been deceived.
Yeah.
Generation of people that have listened to the lies of the devil. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, brings forth good things. You can get so full of the word in your heart that it comes out, especially when you're under pressure, it's the word that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the words of the Spirit that come out. But he says here that a good man brings forth. That's like goes in and gets it.
Yeah.
So you put the word in there, but there are times you have to go in and get it. You have to go in and get those words that you've put in your heart. You've got to go get it. When you're under pressure, you have to choose to speak right words.
Yeah.
You have to choose not to. It's sometimes more of a choice what you don't say, not just what you do say. Because when the pressure's on, your mouth just wants to tell about it. Your mouth just wants to declare all the things that are hard. An evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I'm telling you that every idle word that men speak, they'll give account thereof in the day of judgment. In other words, you're going to find out that just empty words, empty words you think they're, you may claim they're words of faith, but no faith in it, or empty, ridiculous words, just joking words all the time, ha, ha, ha. And I'm not talking about humor and joy. I'm just talking about being so casual with your words, paying no attention to what they are or what they mean, just saying any old thing, whatever. You get like that and you put no power in your words, then you will be surprised which words will carry you to that place of judgment.
Yep.
For by your words, you're justified, and by your words, you're condemned. You're going to be very shocked at the outcome. Well, how did this happen to me? How'd this happen to me? I'm a good person. Well, maybe you might think you're a good person, but you didn't bring forth any good words. And it's not only what you say that will give you trouble, but it's what you don't say. When you don't say the things of God, when you don't, when you don't counter the world, you don't counter the flow of sin, you don't counter it with anything, you could not say bad things and you'll still wind up with problems because you've got to counter it. The flow of the world is a negative flow.
Yep. In verse 37 in the New Living Translation, the words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. Amplified, for by your words you'll be justified and acquitted, and by your words you'll be condemned and you'll be sentenced. And so many Christians talk the same way that that man talked in that dentist's office, and we have to straighten that out. If you are looking for healing in your body, you need to correct the things that you are saying and align them with the Word of God, because God stands behind His Word. If you will speak His Word, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. He stands behind that. He will back His Word. It will loose the angels. So by your words, you're healed, and by your words, you are sick. And that's like that, the testimony that Charles Capps talked about, this woman that just said all the time, that just burns me up. Well, she went to the doctor because she had constant fever. And the doctor asked her, he said, what are you saying? And she said, well, I do say that burns me up. He said, well, stop saying that. And when she stopped saying that, the fever began to quit.
The fever went away.
Yep.
We've already talked about Mark 11, 22 and 23. It starts off by saying, have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith. Have the faith that God has. And this is the way God works. That's what the Bible is. God spoke the end from the beginning, even in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
He told Adam, he told Eve, he told Satan how it was going to turn out. And it turned out just that way. But everything from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and then right on through, all the way through, all of those words produce the end outcome of Jesus, produce the new birth in you, and those same words will produce healing in you when you begin to say what he says.
Right,
I love Proverbs has a lot of words
of health.
Yeah, it
does. Let's read some of these. Okay. Proverbs 10, 11, the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. The New Living, the words of the godly are a life-giving fountain. Proverbs 12, 14, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. The NIV, from that, from the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things. Proverbs 12, 18, the tongue of the wise is health. The Amplified says the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 18, 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction. In Proverbs 10, 20 through 21, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools died for a want of wisdom.
I'll tell you what fools will say. Oh, that's that, just name it, claim it. That's blab it and grab it. We've heard all that.
Yeah.
And people have tried to make fun of us. They'll make fun of the things of God. Some will get downright mad about it. Some get put out of it because you just refuse to say how sick you are and how dying and how broke and how poor. You refuse to say that. People get mad about that. But you decide which is better, to have what you are saying and the word work for you, or to be bothered by what other people say. Psalm 91, a psalm we're so familiar with, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my God, and in him will I trust. Therefore, he will deliver
Praise
me.
God.
Therefore, he will. So it's when we say he is the Lord, he is our fortress and our God, that deliverance comes on the scene.
So this healing promise package that we're offering absolutely free, this is a language book right here able to renew your thinking about what you're saying. These are scriptures that connect directly to healing in the Bible.
You know, our website, we have confessions on there. We have things you can go and look into. You should go just look through KennethCopelandMinistries.org, KCM.org. And let's look through that and see all the wonderful things that we have. But we also have this MP3 that we're offering for you, 8 messages on healing. It's always God's will. So the information there on your screen, because we want to give it to you. The announcer's going to tell you how. But we have a lot more to offer on healing. You should go to the shopping cart and just fill your heart, your mouth, your eyes, your ears, your home, your children, your friends, have a Bible study, and just promote the healing nature and quality of God in everything that you do.
Yep,
praise
absolutely.
The Lord.
So take a look at this and find out more on what's, I tell you what, 8 messages on healing. You can literally change your life that
That's
way.
The truth.
Take a look at this.
From the beginning of creation, God's will was for mankind to live in wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. His will for you hasn't changed. In fact, the Bible is full of promises for you to be healed. Get the Healing Promise Package and receive the audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, Healing, It Is Always God's Will, as well as the Healing Promises book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and the Psalm 103 card to help you declare God's word wherever you go. Understand that healing is a promise coming from the very life force of God. When Jesus defeated the curse and was raised with resurrection life, he made a way for that life force to flow from the Father to you. At the same time he paid for your salvation, he paid for your physical healing. Gain victory over every struggle and live in divine health. Feed yourself on the healing promises of God and be transformed and renewed, spirit, soul, and body. God wants you well, and it's his will for you to be healed. Get your free copy of the Healing Promise Package and take hold of God's plan for your healing. Use these free study resources to build your faith and receive your healing and wholeness today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
One of the scriptures we've been talking about is Proverbs 4:20, "My son, attend to my words." And one of the ways that we make available to be able to attend to the Word of God is the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. It's a free magazine that we send out every month, and it's full of the Word of God.
I tell you, George, this ministry is such a giving ministry.
It is.
We want you to have the Word. But I like what Brother Keith Moore says, no charge, no excuse. And so we want to give good. This to you. This is one back in December. Never is heard a discouraging word.
Yeah.
You'll find articles, testimonies, everything in here will build your faith and give you something more to say and to praise God over. And there are things that we give away in here, but there are also things that we make available to you that you can purchase and share.
Right.
And think about the power of something victorious. I love it. Believer's Voice of Victory.
Yep.
Victory.
Yep.
That can come in your mailbox every single month. I tell you, you ought to have a little faith muscle in your mailbox at least once a month.
Oh, yeah.
Or in your email, or you can go online to get it. We want to make this available. Plus, you can find out what's going on about here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the meetings,
TV.
The events, the church,
right.
KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. You've got to know more about Kenneth Copeland Bible College. My goodness, you probably should be in attendance here. So all those things are highlighted in this magazine. You just go to kcm.org, kcm.org, or you can call the ministry office either way, and we will sign you up, and we won't beat you over the head trying to get money out of you. We just want faith from you. That's all, faith and love and prayer and agreement and partnership as we do what God's called us to do.
Well, tomorrow's the last day of our 2-week study. Until then, remember this. God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.